Welcome to Podcast 83, a regular look at the news, stories, and trends related to Michigan's 83 counties, from Keweenaw to Monroe, Chippewa to Berrien. Brought to you by the Michigan Association of Counties. Here's your host, MAC Executive Director Stephen Curry.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Steve Curry. I'm the Executive Director of the Michigan Association of Counties. This is our Podcast 83, the only podcast dedicated to county government here in Michigan. Today, I have with me Megan Kite, Government Affairs Associate who handles our Health and Human Services and Judiciary issues, and Director of Government Affairs, Dina Bosworth. Obviously, a lot of talk and issues going on concerning COVID-19, and obviously hits county government in a lot of different ways, so that's primarily what we're going to be discussing today. We've had some declarations, some potential declarations, but we're going to try to get everyone on the same page and provide some guidance going forward. So first, Megan, why don't you talk to us a little bit about, you know, obviously we have global pandemic. The governor has declared a declaration. What does this mean at the local level for county commissioners and our local public health departments, and what are we recommending?
Sure. So I think at this point, there seems to be new information every minute, every hour, something new every day. So I think the best thing that our members can do is really stay in close contact with their local health officers. You know, they are under the public health code, kind of the authority in how to cancel events, you know, mitigate the situation. So it's just really important to keep those lines of communication open, make sure if they're moving forward with any type of meetings, anything within the courts, just please contact your local health officers first. They are also in direct communication with the governor's office and the Department of Health and Human Services and how they're responding to this. So they're going to have the most up-to-date information. And then I think, you know, from the county commissioner's perspective, you know, definitely make sure you're also providing that information to the residents and getting all of that out as soon as possible. MAC can be of an assistance in any way, you know, get that information to us too, and we can share that so everyone is getting that as soon as possible.
Are you hearing from the public health officials that they're just really kind of inundated? I mean, are they being inundated with questions and help, or is that more, you know, are they asking questions? Does anybody know anything actually at this point, like solid?
Yeah, you know, I think everything right now is trying to come out of the governor's office, you know, kind of come from the top down so everyone is on the same page and getting the same information and accurate information, right? It's really easy these days, social media, to spread bad information and scare people when they don't need to be scared. That being said, I think there's a lot of good information, so it needs to come from those people and those experts in the community. So that's where I think our commissioners need to make sure they're communicating and making sure information's accurate. And also, you know, you're going to have residents in the community wondering about things, you know, like their wedding and whether or not they should have that. That information's being asked of, you know, local health officers as well. So there's a lot of things like that that they're being questioned about, but the best information is getting out as quickly as we can.
Yeah, I think, you know, one thing to note too is each county is going to be different. You know, we have, you know, each county's exposure is different right now. So everyone's response is going to be different. That's why it's important to be in communication with your local public health departments so that you're getting the most up-to-date information. One thing, you know, is at the association level that we're trying to do is trying to have a bunch of information at your fingertips. We do have a specific website right now that is right on our main homepage. So if you go to micounties.org, there is a coronavirus response page where we are putting up-to-date information as quickly as we can get it on there. We're working on a frequently asked question page with the governor's office so that they have asked that we kind of help them with some of these responses so they don't get so many phone calls. They actually want our members or any sort of county folks calling our office. We are going to have a specific phone line established by the end of the day where folks can call in and leave a message with questions. We'll be updating the frequently asked question page on this website. So it's you know, this is a two-way street though, so we do need information from you folks as much as possible as what you're hearing or would be helpful to share with other counties across the state. As Megan and Dina both said, this is a very fluid situation. We want to make sure everyone has as much, has all the tools they need to communicate with their constituents. From state level, Dina, anything we're hearing about state legislature? We know the governor has now banned meetings of over 250 people, which is a chargeable offense of a misdemeanor. Thing that we're getting as far as state legislature, state government offices, which might help provide some guidance to our locals.
Well, I mean, as far as we know right now, the House and the Senate still plan on having session next week. They haven't actually canceled anything, but I know conversations are happening behind the scenes. We've got committee meetings that are still being posted in the House, but then committee meetings being canceled in the Senate. I at this point, I don't think they know how widespread the virus is here in Ingham County. And so I think they're probably evaluating that right as we speak. So we're just kind of playing it by ear. Steve, back to the counties and the kind of information that we have for them and that we need back from them. What, for example, do you want to hear? Like, I know that we have one county that has decided to close their county building. Is that the kind of information you need, or are we looking for more, you know, more detailed information on responses or how they're handling their jails or those types of things?
Yeah, we have some information about jails and how jails should be handling the virus as far as visitors and things like that. Yes, any information about closures or limiting hours or anything like that we can put up there. And specific language that folks are using, because I think other people are all in the same boat. And it's important to note, this is unprecedented. So no one really knows what we can and can't do. I spoke with attorneys this morning and trying to get some guidance on things, and these are unprecedented times. So it's going to be almost, you know, kind of make a decision and run with it, and then maybe ask for forgiveness later. I know that doesn't make people feel very comfortable, but, you know, the important thing is to keep people safe, reduce the amount of interaction with other folks, but we've got to understand that there's still certain things that need to happen at the county level. And I think continuity of operation planning is an important point. If counties have those plans that they've already prepared for these sort of situations, it would be very helpful to have those shared with us so that we can share them with other counties. Otherwise, you know, there may be some, you know, I wouldn't recommend trying to develop a plan right now. You might just want to have some general policies that you guys have that follow, that an administrator can follow as far as paying bills and things like that, if we do see any sort of extended work shutdown or anything like that. So anything and everything should be shared with us so that we can share it with other counties. You know, we're getting we have a lot of good resources nationally through NACO and through other state associations. So we have that information on there as well. But anything we can share with our fellow counties across the state will be valuable as well.
I guess I just want to say one other thing. We need to spread the word to your other county commissioners. Although we're getting information out here on the podcast, our legislative update is going out today that has the same information on it. Our website has this information on it. I know Derek has been, you know, diligent in sending out messages to as many people as he can about the resources we're putting together. I think we're going to try and, you know, have as many phone calls as we can with county leaders to give them the same information too. So spread the word.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd also note too, just on a funding side of it, the legislature did pass a supplemental just yesterday that got finished. Basically, a number of different items that's included in that, but specifically to the coronavirus. There was an additional authorization of $50 million from the federal government. They haven't received that full money yet, but they basically authorized that spending so the legislature doesn't have to go through that full process again. The state put in about $25 million general fund to help with testing and communication as well. So I think we're going to be seeing a lot more from the federal level too in these coming days as far as additional funds that are coming down. So there's quite the response effort with funding as well.
Yeah, so that's kind of where we're at right now. Obviously, it's a very fluid situation. Again, we want to be a resource for everyone. Please feel free to ask us questions, send us emails. That's what we want to be here for. We're going to do our best as far as our office goes. Right now, we are a fully functioning office. We do have the capabilities to go telework. If we need to, we can do that in fairly quick order. And that may be something we evaluate over the weekend to see if that's something we need to do. In addition, we do have an upcoming conference in 5 weeks. There has been no decision made on that conference, as many of the school closures and restrictions that have been put out so far do end April 5th. Our conference is not scheduled to start until April 16th, so there is some time there, and we're evaluating all options as far as that conference. So again, feel free to reach out to us. We will be putting out information as much as we as quickly as we have it, but also feel free to make a phone call or send an email. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Podcast 83, the go-to source for all information about Michigan's 83 counties.